Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is a federal holiday. It is Juneteenth. Did you know that there are 11 now federal holidays?
11, okay.
I'd like you to try and guess all of them for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. Well, okay, some of them are obvious. Holidays.
Okay. Well, Martin Luther King holiday.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. President's Day.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
Yes.
Juneteenth, July 4th, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Day. Oh, I'm missing two.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
What else are we missing?
You guys are good.
Easter.
No.
Oh, dang. No, that's a religious holiday.
Is the day after Thanksgiving considered a different federal holiday?
No, that is a retail holiday.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. Nope. Which one are we missing?
Well, you got 10 out of 11, so I'm actually very impressed with that. New Year's Day is the only one that you missed. Many people still don't realize today is a federal holiday. It is our most recent federal holiday, and there are people that don't even know what Juneteenth is. It is the day we celebrate the official end of slavery. If my history is correct, and I know it is because I'm reading it right now, President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, but the last slaves in Texas weren't freed until 2.5 years later, on this day, 160 years ago today. So that's why there's no mail today. That's why maybe a lot of you have the day off today, and let's celebrate the end of slavery. It's Juneteenth.
And be very aware, because last year, I don't think everybody was prepared for this holiday. And if you went anywhere, it was crazy busy. For example, the fair was completely...
like, so almost like if there was a thing as being sold out.
It was. They said, I remember that.
People,
like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're like, we're full. Please do not come.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of special deals for today, the fair does.
Wait a second. How do they enforce that? I mean, are there literally people at the gates of the fair saying, I'm sorry, we're at capacity?
Well, yeah.
Do they wait until people leave and then come back?
They'll usually close all the parking lots first.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Man, that just seems so weird. Just having been there last night, that they would actually be people saying, I'm sorry, we're at capacity. There's no way you can have a fried bacon-wrapped turkey leg.
So if you are headed to the fair today, they do have some really great transit deals because they want people to use as much public transportation as possible today because they know it's going to be packed.
All right.
So if you go to the sdfair.com, they have all the information there.
Thank you very much. And if you're driving, just know it's going to take a long time, so just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you talking to yourself about yesterday?
This is what I did yesterday because it took me 32 minutes to go 4.9 miles.
Yes.
So I just said, you know what? There's nothing I can do. Everybody else here is in the same spot I am. And you know what? I got to say, for the most part, everybody was really calm driving. You know how sometimes you get people who get frustrated and irritable and I call them John.
But
we're all in the same boat, right? So just we're all in the same car, whatever. Just know that, and then it'll make it easier. Crank up your radio.
Maybe you're like Vanessa. Maybe you're screaming at your radio every morning. Why, Vanessa?
Because I know the answers for your Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge.
John and I were at the San Diego County Fair last night for Jordan Davis. Beforehand, spent a little time in the Toyota Lounge getting to chat with people.
Had so much fun. Vanessa, I had a lot to say about Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge.
Oh, so you yell at the radio if somebody doesn't know and you do.
Yeah, but that makes me sound...
You're not mean. You're not mean. First of all, you're not the one in the hot seat, you know, and it's always easier.
So I think about that all the time. Like, if I was the one actually on the phone right now, I probably would just, like, draw a blank.
Well, and also, when we're watching game shows on TV at home, we're yelling at the contestant, come on!
Yes, exactly.
Don't buy a volume.
It's also why I've never called in, because if it was me, I'd probably blank.
Right. It's hard. I tell people that because when we do Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge out of the studio and do it on site somewhere... Yeah. It's much harder for me because I'm not in my comfort zone.
Right.
Like,
when
you're in your car, you're in your comfort zone. But then when you're on the phone, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's really odd because it's really always easy for me.
It's weird how he always knows the answers to the question.
Oh, that's right. I write the question.
Here, give her a college question.
Oh, no. See?
Yeah, okay.
See?
Here we go.
I thought you said it was easy for you,
John. All right. Okay. All right.
Here you go.
Credited for being one of the, if not the first reality television shows of all time, MTV created a story where seven strangers meet together in a strange city. It's a true story. What was the name of that television show where people stop being pretend and start being real?
The Real World.
Boom. You see, that's all it is.
Thank you for coming by and saying hi and have a great time tonight.
Thanks. Thank you.
What a nice, nice crowd last night for the Jordan Davis show.
Mm-hmm. It was so good to see everybody, and we can do it again next week when John Party comes to the fair.
What isn't happening in the next couple of weeks?
I know. Busy season.
We've got Dirks tonight. The River Concert Series next Thursday at Sequan with Caroline Jones. And John Party at the San Diego County Fair the following day. Yeah. Sleeping on the weekends, apparently.
There you go.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Head out to Ramona. What's going on, Kurt?
Hey, how you doing?
Really well. Appreciate you asking, pal. Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Hi, Tammy. I'm leaving the studio.
No, of course not. Good luck.
Kurt, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tim, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you, Kurt, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Blake Shelton. True or false, Blake was and still is the most successful coach on The Voice.
True.
A study analyzing over 40,000 Yelp reviews to find the best French fries in America was conducted. The highest score was 3.86 out of 5. Was it the fries from Shake Shack, McDonald's, or In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Rachel Zegler recently starred as Snow White and now has stepped into the role of Ava Perone in London's West End production of Evita. What iconic pop star portrayed the role in the 1996 film version of Evita?
I don't have a clue.
The second season of Netflix's America's Sweethearts Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders was released yesterday. The signature dance that opens every Dallas Cowboys game is to the song Thunderstruck. What legendary band is behind that song?
AC/DC.
And finally, Kelsey Grammer is expecting his eighth child with his fourth wife, Katie. Grammer is best known for his 11 seasons on Frasier. Frasier is a spinoff of what show?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Kurt, what's happening with you today, pal?
I'm just pulling in from work.
Oh, what do you do?
I do emissions testing for heavy-duty vehicles, mobile.
Tammy, Kurt did 3 out of 5 today.
Nice job, Kurt.
Happy birthday, Blake Shelton. True or false, Blake was and still is the most successful coach on The Voice.
True.
That is true. Do you know Blake won 9 seasons on The Voice?
A lot of them, yeah.
Kurt knew that. 1-1. A study analyzing over 40,000 Yelp reviews to find the best French fries in America was conducted. The highest score was 3.86 out of 5. Was it the fries from Shake Shack, McDonald's, or In-N-Out?
Mm. Well, I know it's not In-N-Out because they have the worst fries. I have a feeling it might be Shake Shack. Oh, it is McDonald's, isn't it?
No. It's In-N-Out.
Ew.
Okay, hang on for one second. First of all, how dare you besmirch the name of In-N-Out here in Southern California? Second Whatever. Of all, I agree with you.
Yes.
They're not the best.
They're terrible.
I wouldn't say they're terrible.
Undercooked, underseasoned.
Kurt, what do you think? Obviously, you guessed it right.
Well, I think a lot of people just like watching them get cut fresh at the windows.
Maybe.
Good point. We see where they come from firsthand at In-N-Out as opposed to a bag out of the freezer, I guess. I don't know.
Fresh McDonald's fries, though. It's just, you can't really beat them.
I can't argue that.
Yeah.
I can't argue that. In fact, I wish they were here right now. I'm trying to manifest a large fry right now. Or even back in the irresponsible days. Let's supersize that, baby. Come on now. All right, well, it's 2-1. Kurt, Tammy, Rachel Zegler recently starred as Snow White and now has stepped into the role of Eva Perón in London's West End show of Evita. What iconic pop star portrayed the role in the 1996 film version of Evita?
Madonna.
It is now 2-2. The second season of Netflix's America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders, was released yesterday. Producer Jessica, you're a big fan of that show, right?
I'm obsessed with that show. It's so great. I can't wait to watch it.
The signature dance that opens every game of the Dallas Cowboys is the song Thunderstruck. What legendary band is behind that song?
AC/DC. The best opening song for a concert ever.
And yet they don't open with it.
No.
I just saw them at the Rose Bowl.
So great.
They played it like smack dab in the middle just to annoy you.
It's so good. Even country artists I've gone to see play that song before they come on.
To hype the crowd up.
So good.
Didn't they play Thunderstruck to start Stagecoach this year?
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes, before they open the gates,
Yep. Every
day at Stagecoach, they just crank
a
song. I guess it's their way of getting the workers pumped up before they open the gates and let people in.
Yep.
And the opening day on Friday was Thunderstruck. We were just there jamming with nobody there yet because the gates hadn't been opened.
So good.
All right. It's tied at 3. And finally, Tammy, Kelsey Grammer is expecting his 8th child and 4th with his current wife, Katie. Grammer is best known for his 11 seasons on Frasier. What show is Frasier a spinoff from?
Cheers.
Cheers is right. Kurt did not know that one. So today, Tammy takes it. Kurt, I'm sorry about that. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have 4 tickets for the San Diego County Fair, which runs through July 6th.
Awesome.
Kurt, have a great day. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Kurt and Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's from Arizona, as most Zonies do. Spent so much time here in San Diego in the summer and loves certain places.
Oh, gosh. What's the name of that place? Taco Surf. Great restaurant, PB. It's just, it's a walk-in, barefoot, surfboard hanging on the wall kind of place. And you just get the bean burrito, and the sauce is super hot but super tasty. And when I go to PB, that's about the only place I go. I mean, I just load up. I eat so many of the bean burritos, it's kind of disgusting. I'm trying to think where else we even go. Down in La Jolla, if you go that far up, there's a place called the Cheese Shop, which makes great sandwiches. It's been there forever. And you got to stop by La Jolla Surf Systems and get a T-shirt or a sticker. Jeff's Burger, that's awesome down in La Jolla, too. So
Dirks is flat out just one of the best guys in the world.
That is true. You know, I was fortunate enough, and this is not to name drop, but this is what I think is so important about backing up your claim about Dirks being such a genuinely good guy. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the Hardy wedding, and Dirks and his wife.
Can you say we were both invited? Because I'm so jealous and have so much FOMO that I didn't go.
John and I were both invited to the Hardy wedding. John didn't go, but I did. And I ran into Dirks and his wife, and Dirks, first of all, recognized me, which blew me away,
because
it wasn't like I was somewhere with a name tag on, right? I was just a wedding guest. And he and his wife sat and talked with my husband and I about kids and their girls and his son. And his wife was like, you know, oh, I have some concerns about this. I bet you we talked for a good 45 minutes. Like, we lived in the same neighborhood. Like, our kids went to the same school. Like, we were part of the same PTA. You know, it was really, I had to remind myself sometimes, you're talking to Dirks Bentley.
Right. It's so awesome.
It was cool.
Despite the people that we get to meet with this job that we have, that we love very much, and we're very fortunate, and we understand that, and we don't take that for granted, mm-hmm. we still are fans, and it's still really cool yeah. to sit down and talk to people like that, and all of a sudden you are swept up into a quote unquote normal person conversation, because mm-hmm. guess what, they are normal people, they just happen to be super famous, super rich, and super talented.
Yeah.
Dirks lives in Tennessee, lives in Colorado. Why doesn't he live here? I'm jealous. I want Dirks to. He clearly loves it.
Yeah.
He's rattled off three local places, three legendary local places with, you know, right off the top of his head.
And you know what? He may have a place here and he's not going to tell anybody. You know?
What can he tell you? You're his wedding buddy. He didn't tell you?
No, he didn't. We were talking kids, John. But it's quite possible he does have a place here. Who knows?
Dirks Bentley tonight, North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. And so many of you are also equally stoked, maybe even more stoked, to see Zach Top tonight. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to watch the show tonight, because I know, unlike almost every other headlining, quote-unquote, performer, Dirks will be on the side of the stage watching Zach Top yeah. perform. He just loves supporting his supporting acts. And yeah. that's, again, why Dirks Bentley is just one of the greatest cats in the world.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you there. You can still get tickets at KSON.com.
See you tonight, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Dirks Bentley is in town tonight, and we know where he wants to go eat.
Oh, gosh, what's the name of that place? Taco Surf.
Taco Surf in PB. I believe only in San Diego can a morning show have a segment called
Taco News.
Taco News. So proud of this.
I know. And usually when we have taco news, it's something exciting. It's something fun. It's something yummy. But not today. It happened at the Top Taco Festival in Colorado.
Three women were hurt, one of them seriously, when a heavy sign that ironically said, I love tacos, fell on them.
We got to Top Taco. We were super excited. The four of us went and posed in front of it, and it was really the last thing I remember.
It was just like all of a sudden the sign was on us. I couldn't believe how heavy it was.
I remember I kept reaching for the top of my head, like, I feel like my head has exploded. 11 staples, 4-inch gash in my head, 4 fractured vertebrae, a lot of chaos, and nobody knowing where or what to do.
And then immediately they were like, we can't get an ambulance here. A golf cart pulled up and they're like, we're going to have to move you in a golf cart. And at that point we knew she was having neck pain. Like, we can't get her up walking to a golf cart.
This is maybe the worst taco story in the history of taco stories.
I know. Our taco news is supposed to be happy news.
I don't like this taco news. I thought we were going into a great story about a fabulous tasting taco.
She is recovering. And she did get tacos.
All right, making it a better story. Yes. Last night, we're backstage at Jordan Davis's mm-hmm. show. We're talking to Jordan Davis, not to name drop, uh-huh. but I'm not name dropping. I'm taco dropping.
Uh-huh.
He said, man, I had the best taco right before here. And I, right before
he doesn't sound like that.
Man, I had the best.
He doesn't have a southern accent.
No, I sound more southern than he does, actually. he mentioned that he went out for tacos before. Yeah. He went to the Brig, and I'm like, oh, man, Swordfish tacos.
Yes.
He said, that's exactly what I had.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a better taco
it
story.
It is a better taco
Poor
story.
Woman. She's going to be okay,
She's
right?
going to be fine, yes. Okay. And the company who put on this festival are covering everything medical for they're taking care
okay,
of everything.
But they should.
But to give you an idea about the sign, by the way, it whenever you go out to any of these big events, like Boots in the Park or, you know, Stagecoach or any of these side events, and you see these big lit up signs, that's what fell.
Man.
It's like, ooh, could have been bad, but she's going to be okay. And they'll take care of it and make her better.
This has been another edition of
Taco News.
Taco News.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOS. There's a question I ask Tammy every time we're about to go on stage and make an introduction. Tammy, do you know what that question is?
Yes, you have me check, make sure your fly's not down. Uh-huh. You forgot to ask me that question yesterday.
Oh, God. Tammy, when you were in line for the restroom, remember when I made fun of you for being a woman and having to have a huge line when I was...
Yes.
Yeah, well, guess what? Karma.
Uh-oh.
I walk back out here. I'm talking to one of our wonderful listeners.
Yes.
We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And pause for Purple Hearts and all the great things that we like to do. And she goes,
okay.
Hey, by the way, your fly's open, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. That means she didn't hear anything you really said. Nope. She was just going, open fly.
The barn
door. Wow.
The animals are going to get out.
Did you do it on purpose?
Oh, gross. We have our promo staff here.
Yes.
We've got producer Jessica here, and they all just stood and laughed at me.
Well,
it was literally my grade school nightmare come true. If my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Reller, showed up.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't have been surprised?
No, that would just be the way it is.
Okay, well.
And by the way, but what a favor. If you ever see a dude with his fly open.
Tell him.
Because I was about to, we're about to go on stage.
Oh, that'd have been awesome.
That is my worst nightmare. Oh, my God. Thank you, mystery fly looker.
Colleen.
That's what I meant. Colleen, yeah. I appreciate you very much.
And then after she told him, by the way, he went and shook her hand. After he pulled up his fly and then used that hand to shake her hand.
I touched my zipper. And shame on you for bringing it up, Nathan. I got to give it to her. She was so, so nice and really did me a huge favor.
Yes, she did.
Why do people have a problem telling other
people
that?
Well, because first of all, I think it's because somebody wants to, they don't want you to think like I'm staring at you there.
Right, I guess.
So there's that.
I guess.
But it happens all the time. You need to tell people. We see people have something like maybe on their nose or, you know, just tell them. Just tell them.
We were minutes from going on stage. That would have been...
I would have checked.
Oh,
it
my
would have
goodness.
Been okay.
I get anxiety thinking about the possibility of that happening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Vista. Say good morning to Cameron. How's it going, Cameron?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very well. Thanks for asking, pal. Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
All right. Sounds good. Tammy, go ahead and get out.
All right. Good luck, Cameron.
Cameron, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Want to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to Paul McCartney. True or false? At 5'11", he was the tallest of the Beatles.
I'll say true.
The largest sale of a professional sports franchise in the world is about to take place with the Buss family selling the majority ownership of their team. What team do the Busses own?
I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family got caught stealing an adult magazine when he was in his early teens. Who did he play on Modern Family? Cam, Phil, or Mitchell?
Mitchell.
According to a new poll, the band that people love to work out to the most is Metallica. Metallica is a California band. Are they from San Diego, L.A., or the Bay Area?
They are from L.A.
And finally, a new Harold and Kumar movie is in the works, and John Cho and Cal Penn are coming back. This will be the fourth Harold and Kumar movie. In the first, they go to White Castle. In the second, they escape from where?
I'm not too sure on that one.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Cameron, what's happening with you today, pal?
I'm headed up to Irvine to go for some training, and then I'm doing training all day up there. So,
all right. Well, drive safely. Appreciate you checking us out when you're driving. Cameron did 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Paul McCartney. True or false? At 5'11", he was the tallest of the Beatles. So random.
True.
It is true. George Harrison was only a half inch shorter. I think Ringo is like 5'5". I think he's a real small guy. Anyway, it's 1-1. The largest sale of a professional sports franchise in the world is about to take place, with the Buss family selling majority ownership of their team. What team do the Busses own?
The Lakers.
That is right. The LA Lakers. Cameron went with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Did I see that the owner of the Dodgers is like making a bid for it?
We don't say that word on the show.
Oh, like, do they need both teams?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about last night, please.
All right.
Not that you brought it up, but you just triggered. It is 2-1, Tammy. Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family once got caught stealing an adult magazine when he was in his early teens. Who did he play on Modern Family? Cam, Phil, or Mitchell?
He played Mitchell.
He's Mitchell. I love that show so much.
Me too. It's one of my all-time
favorites. I think it's a perfect television show.
It is.
I really do. All right. It is now 3-2, Tammy. Cameron got that one right. According to a new poll, Metallica is the band that most people like to work out to. That makes sense.
Sure.
Metallica is a California band. They're from San Diego, L.A., or the Bay Area.
I don't really know, so I'm going to guess the Bay Area.
They are from the Bay Area. All right, Cameron did not know. He went with L.A., so now it is 4-2, Tammy. And finally, a new Harold and Kumar movie is in the works, and John Cho and Cal Penn are coming back. This will be the fourth Harold and Kumar movie. In the first, they go to White Castle. In the second, they escape from where?
I don't remember.
Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, that's
all right, today Cameron, Tammy beats you. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have 4 tickets to the San Diego County Fair, which runs through July 6th.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, Cameron, have a wonderful day of training. We appreciate you checking us out this morning. Unfortunately, before you leave, we have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Cameron from Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is it weird to say I love you after one date? Carla seems to think so. She's here for Love Him or List Him. Hi, Carla.
Hi, good morning.
So can you go ahead and share the story, Carla?
Sure. So I met this guy online, and let's see, we talked for about like a month or so, and then just went out on our first date last weekend.
So you had obviously a great connection online and chatting and all of that, so you're like, going to take it to the next step, let's go out.
Exactly, yeah. Everything was going great, really liked our conversation, so I was excited. So it was good, but it was just kind of awkward between the two of us. I think we were both kind of nervous, you know, like so much buildup. There's been a month, so, you know, finally meeting in person. But overall, it was good. It was just kind of a little awkward. And then, so towards the end of the dinner, he dropped the I love you.
It's the end of dinner, and he looked at you and said, I love you.
Yeah, so, like, he said it, and then he immediately was like, I like you. And, like, I could tell he was super nervous, but it was weird. I mean, like, that's really weird.
It's pretty quick.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one date, right? So we finished things up. We left. We just, like, did a hug because I was, like, kind of freaked out. I sort of swerved him. And, you know, I really liked him, but now I'm just feeling kind of concerned. So I just want to know, like, is this a bad sign?
Sure. I can see why you're freaked out. I mean, it's your first in-person meeting, and that's a big statement for the first time you meet somebody. But he did stammer a little bit and said, I like you. So, you know, it wasn't like, I love you, you know. So that part is okay, but I can understand why you're a little concerned.
I just feel bad for the guy. Clearly, he's crazy about you. Clearly, the month that you had talking over social media really made an impact, and I feel him just, like, blurting it out without even really realizing what he said, only to be like, oh, good Lord, what did I just do? I feel bad for the guy. Either way, let's see, Carla, if you wouldn't mind, what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. They've always got some pretty good advice. Maybe they can help steer you in the right path. You cool with that?
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to hear what they have to say.
833-287-1037. What do you think Carla should do? He said, I love you on the very first in-person date. Should she be freaked out? What do you think? Share your advice. 833-287-1037.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I met this guy online. We talked for about like a month and then just went out on our first date. Towards the end of the dinner, he dropped the I love you.
And that's too soon. And that's Carla's dilemma. Now she's freaked out, understandably, wondering if she should love him or list him.
Brianna's in Claremont. Brianna, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
I think love, just because I think since she said they've been talking for around a month, and I think sometimes you can develop connections before you've met the person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is early to say I love you, but if he corrected it after, maybe he was just nervous and actually meant to say like.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Or just, you know, you're feeling that connection and it just pops out and you're like, oh Lord, what did I say?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Brianna.
Of course. Have a good day.
Lucy's downtown. Lucy, the guy said I love you on the first date. What do you think Carla should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should give him a chance because if he hasn't set off other red flags, he could have just been nervous. And, you know, sometimes you're talking to somebody and you vibe so well that you're just like, oh, my God, I just love you. But it doesn't mean I love you mm-hmm. in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have just been nervous. I think if you really felt a connection with him before, I think she should give him a chance and just be aware, though. Be aware and pay attention for other red flags. And if another red flag comes up, then definitely list him. But
right.
It could really have just been a slip of the tongue and just the excitement built up.
Danielle in Poway, what should Carla do? Love him or list him and why?
I think she should love him and give him an extra chance, another chance. Because we've been all in that situation where nerves get the best of us and our words slip up. And I think giving him a second chance, because you know what? In the end, it could be a really funny story.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's totally true. Oh, I love that thought process. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To Hillcrest we go. Kira, what do you think Carla should do here?
I think she should love him because I have a friend that has actually done the same thing, not on the first date, but she has accidentally said I love you before. And it's because you're just kind of friends with someone. And whenever I'm friends with someone for a while, I always say, okay, like, love you, bye. I think it would have been, especially if he stammered afterwards, I think it was just nerves.
Gabby, wrap this up for us. What do you think Carla should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should love him because some of those men just are very few and far between. My husband and I, he said the same thing to me a week in after we were like casually seeing each other on like 3 or 4 dates, I think.
Uh-huh.
Now we've been married for 21 years.
Yay!
We've been together for 26. And we have 3 boys.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that and giving that great advice to Carla.
Absolutely. Tell her not to be scared.
Let's go back to Carla, who's been just waiting to hear all of your advice, and everything's been pretty overwhelming, that don't get freaked out. This is a good thing, and give the guy a break. Love him. Carla, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, you know, talking about this with you guys and listening to what everyone has to say, I feel like I'm going to give him another chance.
Hey.
Yeah, I liked our connection, and he's a really sweet guy, and maybe it just was nerves and like you're saying. So yeah, I want to give him another chance and see where things can go.
Give him another chance. I think you're right to do that, and then stay in touch with us and let us know how this goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, Carla, giving the guy another chance. Loving it. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.